Mental health challenges affect everyone. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Toria Hurd, postdoctoral research fellow at Penn State University, discusses the issues facing one group.
Last year, 44% of teens reported persistent feelings of sadness and hopelessness. Nearly 20% seriously considered suicide, and 9% attempted suicide. While the pandemic likely contributed to these startling figures, rates of teen mental illness have been rising over the past decade. Since half of all mental illness emerges by age 14, and traumatic experiences like bullying, dating violence, sexual harassment, and assault are unfortunately too common in adolescence, this is a critical period for the prevention and treatment of mental health problems. Mental health problems in teens can sometimes take unexpected forms. About a third of teens have an anxiety disorder. Teens struggling with chronic anxiety may experience agitation, issues with sleep, perfectionism, or may try to avoid stressful things altogether. 17% of teens struggle with depression. Symptoms of depression may look like withdrawing from family or social activities, shutting down during conversations or conflict, difficulty concentrating, hopelessness about the future, or negative feelings of self-worth. To support teens struggling with mental health issues, parents can serve as role models for teens' coping and emotional development. Parents who are aware of and able to manage their own triggers can react calmly to challenging behavior, creating opportunities for effective communication with their teen. This builds parent-teen connections and creates safe spaces for teens to communicate about difficult emotions or situations. Parents can also help their teens manage negative emotions by reinforcing their self-esteem and encouraging self-efficacy by creating boundaries that allow them to build self-reliance and exercise independence. While challenging behaviors can be the status quo of adolescence, parents should be on the lookout for signs that might reflect a pervasive mental health issue, since early detection and treatment is crucial.
That was Toria Hurd of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.